kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Sa episode na ito, pag-uusapan natin ang Working with Children Check o WWCC. Kung nagtatrabaho ka o nagvo-volunteer kasama ang mga bata dito sa Australia, mahalaga na alam mo ang prosesong ito. Ang Working with Children Check ay isang background check para masigurong ligtas ang mga bata. Sinisilip dito kung may criminal record ang isang tao, at kung siya ba ay fit o nararapat na makihalubilo o magtrabaho kasama ng mga bata. Valid ito ng 5 taon, pero iba-iba ang pangalan at bayad ng programa sa bawat estado at teritoryo. Ngayong 2025 sa New South Wales, ang bayad para sa mga paid workers na kumukuha nito ay $107, pero libre ito para sa mga volunteer. Sa Victoria naman, ang Working with Children clearance ay binabayaran ng $135 at libre rin sa mga volunteer. Sa Queensland, blue card ang tawag dito na may bayad na $104 kung gagamitin bilang isang empleyado at libre naman para sa mga volunteer at student. Sa Western Australia, Working with Children Card ang tawag nila na $87 ang bayad sa pagkuha. Libre din ito para sa mga nagbobolontaryo. Habang sa South Australia, $140 para sa mga empleyado at libre naman para sa mga volunteers at foster carers. Sa Northern Territory, Ochre Card ang karaniwang tawag dito na $87 para sa mga paid employees at $8 naman para sa volunteers. Habang sa ACT, tinatawag din itong Working with Vulnerable People na $157 ang bayad. Ayon kay Marilee Harrison, isang community volunteer na kumuha ng Working with Children Check sa New South Wales, mahalaga ang pagkakaroon nito bilang pagsunod sa requirement sa mga nagtatrabaho at mga volunteer.
Here in Australia, we need to comply. So especially we're dealing like everyone that working with children. So for example, if you're like, you can be like a bus driver, teacher, of course, they're working with kids, nurses, doctor, even like, in a restaurant, if the restaurant has a play area and they're dealing with kids, then they need to apply. If you're with the working with children, there is a paid and there is a volunteer. So if you are getting paid or wages, then you need to apply as a paid for the working with children, which is, it will cost now $107, and that's actually valid for 5 years. Then if you're a volunteer, for example, as a parent, it's a school or a sports volunteer, like community, it will be for free. It won't cost you anything.
Idinitali din niya ang proseso ng aplikasyon at ang mga dokumento na kailangang isubmit at dalhin.
I do have Working with Children Check. So when I applied, I was a volunteer at school as a parent sa school ng mga kids ko. So I was sa kitchen and also sa mga activities nila, school activities. To apply for Working with Children, you need to apply online muna. You can apply sa Service New South Wales website. Or you can go to the New South Wales Office of Children's Guardians website. Applying online, you will have your name, full name, kung ano yung name mo sa identification mo, that's what you're going to have to put. If you have a middle name, then you put your middle name. And then you will put there, your date of birth, your address, all your contact details and everything. And there's a question in there, why do you need what's the working children, why are you applying? It could be for clubs or any of those. There's a category there that you can choose. Then you will also need to supply 4 identification. So yun ang pinaka-importante, yung 4 ID na ilalagay mo doon sa application. So first, kung permanent resident ka or Australian citizen ka, if you have Australian passport, ang ilalagay mo doon, yung number one then is yung passport mo or yung citizenship mo. Or Australian birth certificate if you're born here. But if you're not permanent, bago ka lang dito, bago dating sa Australia, you will choose Australian visa. And then the second one will be overseas passport. kung hindi ka, pag, kung bagong dating ka lang dito. And then the third one, the third identification that you need to put is, it could be like a bank statement. And then the fourth one, it could be your credit card or a bank card. Yeah, but if you're a citizen, if you're a Australian citizen or you're permanent, then the second identification will be driver license or photo ID. Then third one will be Medicare card. And then fourth one can be a bank card or bank statement. So, and you need to make sure that those four identification has same name. So kung halimbawa, you got married or you changed your name, diba? Ang pangalan mo sa citizenship mo or your birth certificate mo is iba yung maiden mo. So then you will need to bring your marriage certificate. Pag nag-change ka naman, you need to bring your change of name. So make sure all documents na nilagay mo ron sa application mo has to be original. And if you put their bank statement, then you need to print it, because they need to verify that. So once I complete the application online, submitted the application online, then the second step is I will go to Service New South Wales Centre, any branch. Then provide all those four documents na in-include ko dun sa application ko. And also, you know, you will be emailed the application number. So you will show that to them as well. So that's what you're going to show. So make sure, remember, always bring all your documents, like all original documents, identification that you put in your application. Once you apply, the process can take up to 4 weeks. But sometimes you can actually get your working with children number in few days. It depends. So like in second, inabot lang ng 3 days, I already got my working with children check. And then nung nakuha ko yung working with children check number, if you have a Service New South Wales account, you can actually link it there. At least kapag nasa apps natin, hindi na mawawala, nandun na siya.
Nitong 15 ng Agosto, nag-anunsyo ang pamahalaan ng planong paghihigpit sa pagkuha ng Working with Children Check matapos ang pagpupulong ng Federal, State at Territory Attorneys General. Ayon kay Federal Attorney General Michelle Rowland, titiyakin ang reforma na ang mga taong pinagbawalan sa isang estado o teritoryo ay hindi makakalusot para magtrabaho kasama ang mga bata saan mang bahagi ng Australia.
Attorneys General also agreed to stronger information sharing to ensure that changes to criminal history are captured and shared in near real time. This will be known as the National Continuous Checking Capability and will be established by the Commonwealth. I'm pleased that the Australian Criminal Intelligence Commission is already working on a pilot to deliver this capability. It is notable that nefarious individuals have been shopping around the Working with Children Check system and exploiting loopholes.
Lahat ng estado at teritoryo ay sumang-ayon na ipatupad ang reforma bago matapos ang taong 2025. Palalakasin din ang criteria sa pagbibigay ng Working with Children Check at paigtingin ang information sharing para agarang maitala ang anumang pagbabago sa criminal history. Paalala naman sa mga tagapakinig na ang binahaging proseso sa podcast na ito ay gabay lamang at makakabuting bisitahin ang government service website ng inyong estado at teritoryo para sa mga pagbabago at iba pang patakaran na angkop sa inyong kalagayan. At para sa mga prosesong nais ninyong himayin, ating iisa-isahin sa Paano Ba? Ako si Edinal Magtibay para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.